Hi, I'm Henry Reinga. This mini class is about how to develop a great attitude. So, what do I mean by great attitude? Well, many people talk about positivity. In fact, some people talk about how to avoid toxic positivity. And this was recently on social media, you know, instead of saying, you get over it, instead say, other things, you know, don't be negative, instead say, it's okay to feel bad sometimes. And, you know, and there's various ways to talk about toxic positivity. So what is toxic positivity? It's a preachy positivity where, you know, you're judging someone if they have a bad or sad attitude and you have like a band-aid. Just be positive. This class is not about toxic positivity. This class is about how to have a great attitude that will, to people, feel like you're a positive person. You yourself will feel more positive. Christianity is not about glossing over the negative, the sad. In fact, Christianity talks about resurrection, about victory over the saddest truth. That is, that Adam and Eve fell into sin. They were punished with death. In resurrection, the grave is empty, is about not just positivity, it's victory. Christianity is about overcoming sin. That's our big problem with Adam and Eve. They fell into sin and chose to go their own way. Christianity is about the gospel. Jesus Christ died on the cross to save you from your sins and my sins. Now, somebody say, well, that's, you know, so positive. You're just trying to find a positive answer to sin and brokenness. No, it's the truth. Christianity is based on the truth of the gospel, that God has restored you and I into a relationship, a forever relationship, where we are now reunited with Christ, with God the Father, Son, Holy Spirit, and we rise again. Victory. How can you not have a great attitude that will be interpreted as a positive attitude? That people will look at you and say, oh, I'd love the word Christian to be synonymous with uplifting, inspiring. He has an inspiring attitude. He's got a Christian attitude. So often, Christians, their attitudes, their seeing the negative has made people wonder and question. That person is a Christian? Boy, if that's a Christian, I don't want to be a Christian. Now that even feels a little preachy. But I'm seeking to get to a truth. Do you want to develop a great attitude? So I'm just going to use the topic great attitude. It can refer to positive, but not preachy. It can refer to uplifting. It can refer to Christian attitude. So in this study, we're going to look at several topics. We're going to look at how to trust in the providence of God. Matthew 6, verse 26. Look at the birds of the air. They do not sow or reap or store away in barns, yet your heavenly Father feeds them. Are you not much more valuable than they? We're going to look at being a person of perspective. Ecclesiastes 1 verse 14. I have seen all the things that are done under the sun. All of them are meaningless, a chasing after the wind. In some ways that seems so negative, a chasing after the wind. But there's some truth, some positive truth, some great attitude truth that comes when we think about that everything is meaningless, as the ecclesiastic writer writes and shares with us today. Lose your life to be a person of a great attitude is to lose your life. Matthew 16, verse 25. For whoever wants to save his life will lose it, but whoever loses his life for me will find it. Forgive wrongs. Hebrews 12, verse 15. See to it that no one misses the grace of God and that no bitter root grows up and causes trouble, to cause trouble and defile many. To let go of controlling. Luke 12, verse 22. Then Jesus said to his disciples, therefore I tell you, do not worry about your life, what you will eat, or your body, what you will wear. Luke 12, verse 25 and 26. But who of you by worrying can add a single hour to his life? Since you cannot do this very little thing, why do you worry about the rest? Cultivate embracing new opportunities. Ecclesiastes 11, verse 6. Sow your seed in the morning, and at evening let not your hands be idle. For you do not know which will succeed, whether this or that, or whether both will do equally well. Abandon victim thinking. Romans 9, verse 19 and 20. One of you say to me, then why does God still blame us? For who resists his will? But who are you, O man, to talk back to God? Shall what is formed say to him who formed it, why did you make me like this? We're going to talk about not taking yourself too serious. Don't take yourself too serious. 2 Timothy 2, verse 1. You then, my son, be strong in the grace that is in Christ Jesus. And finally, we're going to talk about be a giver, not a taker. Luke 6, verse 38. Give and it will be given to you. A good measure, pressed down, shaken together, and running over, will be poured into your lap. For in the measure you use, it will be measured to you. So I went over those slides quickly. I want to have you see an overview. Here's my prayer for you. That as we dive into how to have a great attitude, the Holy Spirit will put in your heart and will an urgency about seeing the wonder of it all. The wonder of who God is, of what He did for you, how it changes your life from one of blaming to one of gratitude, and how it changes your action. And whether you're not a believer yet and you want to see how does Christianity deal with attitude, or whether you are a believer and you want to take that next step to improve your attitude. Maybe you're an active Christian or thinking about ministry. How can you develop a great attitude? And that's what this mini course is about. And I pray that God blesses you as you contemplate for a little bit how to have a great attitude.